The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner. Pine Ridge friends put in another busy day today trying to find a suitable name for the baby. And what'd you do today? Well, if your day's work has left you feeling headachy and upset, just fix yourself a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. Drink it down, relax a little, and just see how much better you feel in a hurry. Alka-Seltzer offers remarkably effective relief for these common after-a-busy-day upsets, and here's why. It's analgesic. Sodium acetyl salicylate quickly eases that dull headache and the sore aching muscles that so often follow a hard day's work. Also, Alka-Seltzer offers comfort for that occasional upset on-edge stomach. So if tonight is one of those nights when any of these troubles are troubling you, let Alka-Seltzer be your friend in need. Remember, Alka-Seltzer is as near as your nearest druggist. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellow's plan to have their foundling baby choose his own name by drawing a name from a hat failed completely, and so the battle over a name for the baby goes merrily on. Abner's wife, Elizabeth, is taking care of the little boy today, so Lum and Abner are able to pay a little attention to the activities of their business establishment. As we look in on the little community, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is just rushing into the store. Listen.
Hey, Lom. Hey, Lom. There's a stranger in town, Lom.
A stranger?
Yeah. Mose Moots just now told me about it, and he said the feller stopped in a barber shop and asked whereabouts the Jot 'em Down store's at.
Well, that ain't nothing to get excited about.
How?
More than likely, it's just some new drummer that wants to sell us something, that's all.
Oh, no, he ain't no drummer, Lom. He's after the baby.
The baby?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How do you know that?
He told Mose that he was a government man of some kind, and he's doing some investigating or something like it. He's come here to take the baby away from us, Lom. I know he has.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. That's silly. Why would a government detective want to take the baby?
Well, because he might have been kidnapped, that's why. You said that very same thing yourself the other day.
Well, if I said that, I never meant it. I was just joshing. Because it was the baby's own mama that brung him here to the store and left him. A mama wouldn't be kidnapping her own youngin', would she?
Well, no, but we don't know if that was actually a baby's mama or not, though, Lon.
Honey, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure, it is.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Oh, she must have been his mama, though. She looked like it. Acted like it. She had that maternal's look in her eye.
Had what in her eye? Wait a minute. Look out there, Lon.
Look.
I bound you, that's him. Reckon we ought to just sneak out the back way there.
Oh, no, we can't do that. That'd be a coward thing to do. Besides, I think he's already saw us anyway.
Yeah, well, what are we going to do, Lon?
Just act like you don't know nothing about the baby.
Yeah, I'll make out like I never even heard about it.
Fact is, act like you don't know nothing about nothing.
Yeah.
That ought to be hard for you to do, neither.
I'll just keep changing the subject. That's what I'll do. Talk about other things.
You generally always do, anyway. Mind out, here he comes.
Oh,
yeah, how do you do, sir?
How do you do? You Mr. Peabody?
No, I'm Mr. Eddard. This here is Mr. Peabody, my partner. Junior partner.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know you. My name is Evans.
How do you do, sir?
What can we do for you, Mr. Evans?
Oh, not very much. I just dropped around to see if I could be of any assistance to you. You see, I'm with the...
Well, I reckon we don't need no assistance. Much obliged to you, though.
Oh, I don't mean to assist you to run your store. No. No, you see, I'd like to look around a bit. Well, there might be some minor points that you'd like cleared up.
We don't know nothing about no baby.
Abner.
Facts is, we don't even know what baby you're talking about, Mr. Evans.
Baby? Well, I'm not talking about a baby. I just came here to talk about your prices.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good idea. Let's talk about prices. Yeah.
You see, I'm what is known as a price aide. I'm with the OPA.
I thought you said your name was Evans.
Abner, his name is Evans. That price aide is just the name of the job he's got. I've heard about that before.
Yeah, well, what's that OPA? Is that here, initial OPA Evans?
No. That's a government department. It stands for, Order of,
Office of Price Administration.
Yeah, that's it. Office of Price Administration. Slipped my mind there for a second.
Well, now, what do they want with the baby?
What do they want with the baby?
Abner, they don't want no baby. Their job is to handle all the, exactly what is it you fellas handle, Mr. Evans?
Well, my job is to check retail stores and to see if the merchants are having any difficulty in understanding the general price regulations.
Yeah, general maxims. That's just what I was going to say myself.
Are you fellas having any trouble figuring out the regulations?
Oh, no, not a bit. We got everything studied out fine and dandy.
Oh, well, that's good. I presume you filed your statement with the nearest OPA war price and rationing board, haven't you?
Why, let's see. Have we did that yet, Abner?
I don't know nothing about nothing. Special about babies.
Abner, forget that. What statement do you mean, Mr. Evans?
Why, the statement showing your maximum prices for all the cost of living commodities that you sell here.
Oh, well, yeah, we don't sell none of them living commodity things, I don't think.
Oh, yes, you do. Cost of living commodities, well, that means all the articles that are considered necessities for the average family. Practically everything you sell here would come under that classification.
It would, huh?
Certainly. Groceries, coal oil, underwear, dirt shovels. Now, the thing to do is to get a copy of the General Price Regulation Bulletin that lists all the cost of living commodities.
Does, huh? Granny, we ought to get us a copy of that.
And then after you get your maximum price statement filed, well, the next thing to do is to make out another statement showing the prices on every item that you carried in your store during the month of March.
Do we file that with the OPA war price and rationing board, too?
Oh, no. You keep that here so that anybody can examine it if he wants to. These statements are both very important. You should have done that before now, you know.
We should have. Granny, you won't tell nobody about it, would you? Me and Abner don't want to get thrown in the penitentiary.
No.
No, don't worry. Now, we price aides aren't trying to be policemen. Now, we're just trying to help you merchants, well, help you understand all these tricky price regulations, that's all. You know, we're all in this thing together, this war against inflation.
War against inflation? Are we fighting them now?
No. Now, that's one of the most dangerous things a nation at war has to battle against on its home front. And you retailers can do a lot toward winning that battle, too.
We can. Well, good for us. Now, what are we supposed to do?
Well, that's just what I've been trying to tell you. You see, you help keep down the cost of living by following the OPA price regulation.
Oh, yeah, I see. You mean making out them price statements and all.
That's right. Well, I guess that's about all we need to... Uh-oh.
Now, what's the matter?
Great Scott, fellas. You've forgotten to do the most important thing of this whole campaign.
Huh?
You haven't got your price, your ceiling prices posted.
Well, now, there's where you're wrong, Miss Evans. That's one thing we have did. Yeah, we done that today. The order come from the government.
Yeah. Where are they? The regulations say that your ceiling prices must be displayed in prominent places. You know, where customers can readily see them.
Well, they can see them if they want to. All they got to do is look up.
Oh, look up on the price book, you mean?
Why, no, look up on the ceiling. Can't you see that sign up there? Says... The price of this ceiling, including the new shingles we patched it with last fall, is $62.12, but it ain't for sale.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Huh?
Now, look, fellas, you've got this mixed up just a little bit. You see, by ceiling prices, we mean the top price that you can charge for an article, you understand? And all those ceiling prices are supposed to be displayed right near the items that they refer to.
Hi, doggies, is that what the government wants?
Well, sure. Anybody knows that, Abner.
Well, you never knowed it long.
Well, I've been busy lately. I never noticed what you were doing.
Why, law matters, you was the one that got the ladder for me to call...
Hush up, Abner. We got to get this ceiling price thing straightened out. Maybe Mr. Evans will help us.
Why, certainly. That's my job.
You see, we got to display these prices right next to the articles we sell.
That's right. You see, the customer should be able to see the ceiling prices clearly. You know, without having to ask a clerk where they are, or without having to thumb through pages of a price catalog or anything like that.
I see. Now, take, for instance, these cans of tomatoes here. Are they cost of living commodities?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, what's the official ceiling price on them?
Well, there are no official ceiling prices on anything. Each store might have different ones. You see, it all depends on the highest prices that you charged for those articles last March. That's your ceiling price.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what was the highest price that you sold canned tomatoes for during March?
Let me see, March. A little further back for me to recollect. Oh, I'm feared we're stumped there.
Stumped?
Yeah, recollect now, that was the month we never sold no canned tomato.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter anyway. What would you have charged if you had sold some?
Well, I don't know. We never sold none.
Yes, but look, that doesn't matter.
Well, yes, it does. Now, we want to do this thing right. We don't want to cheat.
No.
We ain't going to get in no trouble with the giver, man. I can tell you that.
Yeah, wait a minute, Tolan. Now, here, I recollect. Now, we did sell a couple of cans of tomatoes in March. Sold them to old man Quincy.
Oh, now we're getting someplace. How much did you charge him?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, see, the Quincy's was awful hard up along about things.
Well, that's it, then. Get a pencil, Abner, and put up a sign saying our ceiling price on canned tomatoes is nothing.
No. Look. You don't have to do that, Mr. Edwards.
Yes, we do now. It'll bankrupt us in no time at all, but if it'll help the government, our grannies will do it.
Yes.
No. The government's not asking you to do anything like that. Now, look. If I'd come in here last March, you sold me a can of tomatoes.
Did you come in here last March? Well, I don't recollect seeing you before.
Well, I didn't actually come to your store.
Well, how could we have sold you any tomatoes then?
Well, you didn't. Not actually.
All right, that brings us right back to where we started then. Write this down, Abner. Our ceiling price on canned tomatoes is nothing.
Look, fellas. Do you mind if I go out and get some lunch and, and a little rest? And then we'll tackle this problem again later on, huh?
No, we don't mind. Go right ahead, Mr. Evans. We'll be right here when you get back.
Thank you. I'll see you later. That is, if I get my strength back.
So long, Mr. Evans.
Get his strength back? He must be ailing. I told you we sure outwitted him, didn't we?
Outwitted him?
Did you notice how smart I was on to get him a-talking about prices and all that?
Well, yeah, that's what he talked about, natural. But I don't see how you figure we outwitted him.
Why, don't you see? He never found out one single solitary thing about the baby.
Well, good for Abner. Yes, and good for Alka-Seltzer, too, for offering such fast, welcome relief for headaches. You know, folks, Alka-Seltzer really does offer surprisingly quick and effective relief for headaches, and I'll tell you why. Now, when you dissolve an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two in a glass of water like this, listen to it fizz. The analgesic pain reliever which it contains goes into complete solution. You drink it, and the pain reliever goes to work fast to ease that dull, aching head. You'll enjoy Alka-Seltzer's pleasant, refreshing taste, too. But most of all, you'll enjoy the prompt relief it offers. Honestly, you'll just never know how much better Alka-Seltzer can help you feel until you've tried it. So, the next time you want real relief for a headache, or for muscular aches and pains, or simple neuralgia, ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. He has it by the package, and also serves it with a glass at his soda fountain.